From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. A member of an elite U.S. Army unit has made a startling admission to NPR. The Army Ranger, who was accused of robbing a bank, says the illegal machine guns used in the robbery were brought into the United States by U.S. soldiers. The guns are fully automatic AK-47s. They're common in Afghanistan and Iraq, but they're tightly restricted in the U.S., and troops are never permitted to bring them home. The accused ranger says some soldiers have taken advantage of lax inspections to bring the guns back from tours of duty. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
FBI agent Monty Shade pages through the surveillance photos of an August robbery at a Bank of America in Tacoma.
I'll just show you page still, how they came in, how their operation was.
It looked just like a military assault, he says. Some robbers covered the exits. Others counted off the time.
You know, increments in 30 seconds. 30 seconds. 1 minute. 1 minute, 30 seconds. We got to go, go, go. And then they go.
Another tip-off was the robbers' gear.
Balaclavas on their face. They had soft body armor on. Some of them were carrying ammunition, armed with fully automatic AK-47s.
And it's those fully automatic AK-47s that really got investigators' attention. Those aren't just assault rifles. They're 7.62-millimeter machine guns.
It's a very intimidating weapon, let me tell you. If police were there, the police would be totally outgunned.
Larry Kahaner is a journalist who's written the book on AK-47s.
With an automatic AK, depending upon the model and so forth, you can spray out between 600 and 750 rounds per minute.
The FBI says it found the AKs used in the Tacoma bank raid. They were stashed in the Army Rangers barracks at nearby Fort Lewis. One ranger has already pleaded guilty to the robbery. Others face trial next year. But the source of those guns still troubles investigators. Based on a classic Russian design, AK-47s are the enemy's weapon of choice in Iraq and Afghanistan. And Luke Summer, the Army Ranger accused of planning the Tacoma bank heist, says that's exactly where these guns came from. He doesn't quite admit to the robbery, but he says the guns are his.
I'm not going to deny the fact that I did purchase one off of a friend of mine. Whether it was used or not in a robbery is obviously another issue, but I purchased one and it cost me less than $300. It was about $250.
And that was what exactly you bought?
A fully automatic AK-47 with folding stock and pretty good condition.
And where'd your friend get it? Did he tell you?
Yeah, he brought it back from overseas, one of four or five that he had.
What country?
This is Afghanistan.
Summer himself has been to Afghanistan and Iraq, even though he's not yet old enough to buy a beer. He says in those war zones, it's common for troops to collect captured enemy weapons, and there's even a storage locker for the guns at the Special Operations Compound in Baghdad. Here in the U.S., machine guns are restricted by federal law, and it's illegal for soldiers to bring any private weapons back from war. Army officials say those rules are strictly enforced, but Summer says in practice, inspections are minimal, especially when elite units such as the Army Rangers come home.
We have our big hockey bags open. They take a quick peek inside, don't move anything, and then they just walk by. And I know guys that have brought back as many as five AK-47s on the bottom of their bags just because, you know, of that exact reason.
Now, Summer does have some credibility problems. Right now, he's under house arrest in Canada, fighting extradition. He's also made unsubstantiated allegations about having seen war crimes overseas. But on the issue of where his guns came from, investigators are inclined to believe him. They've found no import records for the guns, and the specific style of AK-47, original automatics, not converted, with 7.62 ammunition, is typical of war zones. Monty Shade, the FBI agent on the case, says it's obvious to him that the guns came back with the military. Fort Lewis spokesman Joe Peek acknowledges that war zone souvenirs do sometimes slip back to the United States.
There have been instances over the past year where soldiers have brought illegal weapons or other type of war souvenirs back to Fort Lewis. And when that happens and it is found out and investigated, those soldiers are prosecuted.
And the problem may not be limited to Fort Lewis. Just last summer, the Washington Post reported that a criminal gang in the D.C. area had robbed banks with AKs smuggled back by an Army reservist. The Army's Criminal Investigative Command would not say if it had information on similar cases. It also won't say whether the discovery of AK-47s at Fort Lewis has resulted in any changes to the inspection routines for soldiers coming back from war. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.